Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is time to do some college football player pass. We did it with the NFL. Let's look at some of these college football lines now. It is championship weekend. Great weekend. We got games on starting Friday with the Pac-12 championship. USC against Utah.
Oh, rematch.
Yes, a rematch. That's USC's only loss this season.
That's great.
Was against Utah. And USC is favored this time around, -3. The total is 67. USC is -150 on the money line. Utah's +125.
Wow.
Would you play or would you pass this
What
game?
Is Utah's record?
Utah, that's a good, I believe they have 3 losses. I think they're 9-3.
This doesn't make any sense. Because USC is right in the mix for a playoff game.
Well, and I think that's why the spread is what it is, because the pressure element too.
Okay.
And just the history of the Pac-12 just peeing down their leg, right?
All right, these, in big spots.
They love to cannibalize each other.
I like USC. I can't – I this Caleb Williams guy.
I know.
He's got that it factor.
I would agree.
I would agree.
I'm interested to see where this line moves, if it goes to 3.5 or if it goes to 2.5, because I'm just going to bet USC money line. Caleb Williams is one of those guys, Frank. I just don't think he'll let them lose. He is so good,
That's
man.
What I'm saying.
He's so good. And as bad as their
Heisman
defense.
Heisman Trophy winner, probably.
Oh, yeah, easily. He's going to win the Heisman. Yeah. As bad as their defense has been, they force turnovers. They're opportunistic. And Caleb Williams is just, he's the man. He's from D.C., went to Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
That's right.
And went to Oklahoma, and then the dude transferred, and he transferred too.
That's right. So I'm going to hold off on this. I'm going to play the game, but I want to see if I can get a shorter money line price because I do like USC to win the game.
I'm just annoyed by it's such a tight number. I would think that USC would be favored by a little more.
Only 3?
They're playing – where are they playing? Neutral field?
Yeah, the Pac-12 – I think it's in Vegas again.
Okay, so –
they used to play it in Santa Clara
Vegas,
where the Niners were.
Vegas,
but
baby.
Yeah, it's in Vegas this year.
And that Utah win was in Utah.
Correct, Salt Lake City.
At the buzzer, basically.
Yeah, they score like 20 seconds.
Quarterback
left.
Keeper.
Mm-hmm. Close game.
It's a close game, but that was in Utah. That was Utah's Super Bowl. Now they got to face USC again. Oh, I like USC even more now.
Like them even
more. They want
tough
revenge.
To beat a team twice.
There you go.
TCU -2.5 against Kansas State in the Big 12. Championship.
Okay,
game.
Now this one just reeks to high heaven.
TCU is -135 on the money line. K-State +115. The total 62.5. Undefeated TCU
right.
is favored by 2.5.
K-State has what, 3 or 4 losses?
3 losses.
Give me Kansas State.
Frank, I've been betting against
For
TCU
you too.
All season. I've been betting
Get
against
Alabama in that playoff.
I loved Iowa State last week, +10. Boy, TCU made me look real. I'm going to take TCU on the money line so they can lose. I hate them. They have cost me so much money. I am done with them. I respect them. I like Max Duggan a lot.
So you're going to take them again? Hoping they lose.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've taken them one time this year. They didn't cover for me. They're like 9-2-1 against the spread. One time I took them, they didn't cover. So you know what? I'm going to bet them this week. They're going to lose outright.
Okay.
I'm going to do it partially for Bama, too. So that
there
TCU, like you said. Mm-hmm. Although I think TCU, if they lose a close game, could still get in. I think they've done enough that they might still get in, possibly. We'll see. SEC championship. We have Georgia -17.5 against LSU. The total is 51.5.
Wow, that's a big number.
It is.
LSU beat Alabama.
He did.
LSU, though, just lost to Texas A&M. But Texas A&M barely lost to Alabama.
They did.
That's a lot of points.
It is a lot. I already played this game.
You already took LSU.
I did.
You did.
Because I like the hook with 17. I did.
They're going to lose by 17.
Yeah.
LSU's not that bad. They're not going to get – are they going to get steamrolled?
They very well could. I mean, Georgia's just
Georgia's very good.
Right. But Georgia.
This is a title game. These are the top two teams.
They find themselves in the same spot they do last year. They're the number one team. They really don't need to win this game to get in. Do they want to win? Of course. Do they need? Do they want to go undefeated? Yes. Do they want to be SEC champions? But they'd much rather be national champ. Do you think Georgia's mad at how last year turned out? They lost the SEC championship and won the national championship. I think they'd take that result.
What's that money line? I may throw something on LSU. Money
line. Plus 625? I don't know if I go that far. I'm telling you, though, Frank, these SEC championship games, man, they're sometimes funny stuff happens.
Funky stuff happens.
It's a tough league. We know that. There are NFL players all over this LSU roster. It's going to be tough, though, because Jaden Daniels is going to have to make some throws. He got banged up in that Texas A&M game. But at the current number, I like the hook, 17.5.
Okay.
I don't think
this
is going to 18. I think it's dropping to 17. So I would take LSU plus 17.
I agree.
Tulane and Central Florida is going to be a fun game. Tulane minus 3 against UCF. These teams played about 3 weeks ago or so in New Orleans, and UCF went in there and beat Tulane. And now Tulane is favored.
Wow.
And it's tough to beat a team two times.
Let me ask you this. I don't know if you saw the ending of UCF versus South Florida.
Crazy.
What were they doing?
I don't know.
So Central Florida was up a touchdown. And they almost basically kicked an onside kick to South Florida. Like, you guys are up a touchdown. What are you doing?
Well, were they trying to squib it and it just got away from
it? I think it was awfully bad squib kick gone terribly wrong.
Yeah.
And gave South Florida, a 1-10 team, a chance to come down and win the game. So I'm going to take Tulane simply because of that bad coaching. And they almost lost to a 1-10 team in Central Florida.
And they lost to Navy the week before. They've been spiraling here as of late.
Momentum going the wrong
feeling
way.
Feeling themselves a little too hot. Yeah. Meanwhile, Tulane, they beat Cincinnati this past week, Frank. It was their first win against a ranked opponent in 61 tries.
Stop it.
It was the longest active streak in the history of college football, I think. So they got that off their back.
Okay.
I think they're going to win the AAC championship, Frank. I like a minus 3-2. I'd take that. I don't know which way this line's going either. Could go to 2.5, could go to 3.5, but just take it at the 3. I like them. ACC title game, Clemson, North Carolina. You talk about two teams going in opposite directions, man. Clemson's favored by 7.5. The total is 63.5.
That's a lot of points.
UNC's lost their last two games. Clemson just lost to South Carolina. What are we doing in this one?
I like betting against Clemson.
I do, too.
I don't like their coach.
I don't like Clemson.
Yeah, he's upset people are getting money now in college.
Right.
Those NILs. Got to go. Give me Carolina.
Carolina, plus 7. I like the number for Carolina. I like the over, 63.5. I think there's going to be some points. When Clemson goes up against these teams that don't have a defense but very good offenses, they tend to play in shootouts.
Yeah,
so I think we're going to get another. I think we're going to get another shootout. Yep. I take that over 63.5.
Okay.
Big Ten title game. We got Purdue.
Snoozeville.
And we got Michigan. Michigan is 16.5 point favorites. The total is 51.5.
Wow.
Michigan's laying 16.5.
I take Michigan.
Would you?
I would. They just beat Ohio State by 22, right?
Yeah.
I would stay with Michigan steamrolling Purdue.
Are you worried about a little bit of a letdown, though? Especially knowing that the fact that even if they lose this game, they're still going to be in.
You think so? If they lost?
Yeah, Michigan and Georgia are locks. They're in.
Locks?
Locks.
Okay.
They are definitely in.
And they won the title game last year, 49-3, I think, over Iowa, something in that realm. I see that again. I see a big 44-10 type result. I'm not letting that big number scare me. I'll take Michigan as they continue to just dominate.
Oof.
It's too bad for the Big Ten because there's really no other team that.
I know. I wish they just do away with the conferences and let Ohio State and Michigan play each
other.
Why
not? Again. Yes.
I like Purdue.
Purdue's like 7-4.
Yeah, Purdue can throw the ball. They can play some offense a little bit. They can throw it. And J.J. McCarthy, you know, Michigan, that run game's great. But I like Purdue. Jeff Brohm in these spots as big underdogs is really good.
Okay.
Really good. So I like Purdue plus 16.5. I take that current number. The total 51.5 is interesting. I don't know what I want to do there.
Mm-hmm.
Might like the over, actually.
Really?
There,
okay.
Yeah, I think there could be some points scored.
Okay.
But we'll see what happens. My favorite bet, and I take it right now in college football, I would play Coastal Carolina plus 10.5 against Troy. In a heartbeat, Frank.
Chanticleers.
So Coastal Carolina is 9-2 on the season, but they lost their star quarterback, Grayson McCall. He's out for the year.
Okay.
They got smashed by James Madison last week, and now everybody's off him. Everybody likes Troy all of a sudden.
Okay.
So this line opened at 6.5, 7. Now it's up to 10.5.
So, yeah.
And now we're getting the hook in a key
number. You
gotta
go the other way.
Oh, yeah. It's just way too much value on Coastal. I love Coastal. I take the 10.5 there. I like that game. MAC championship game. You got Toledo and Ohio. It's going to be a fun game. I like Ohio quite a bit. They've been a really good team. They've been hot down the stretch. I'm a little surprised Toledo's favorite in the game. That's the thing that's kind of spooking me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a stay away. Maybe hit that game live.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think Ohio's better, but the fact Toledo is favored, a little worrisome there.